Vanderbilt a winner to close out the regular season over Arkansas, 75-58. 19 wins on the regular season for the Commodores. We're joined by the head coach, Coach Kevin Stallings. This was another one of those gritty, gutsy, and very balanced efforts today.
Yeah, Joe, our guys played real hard. I thought our defensive effort in the second half was terrific. They only scored 23. And, you know, you look down at the rebounds, we out-rebounded it by 18. And we really got after them. It wasn't necessarily a thing of beauty. We had 19 turnovers, and we had some things that kept us from being a little bit more effective. But at this juncture in the season, I think we're just going to have to acknowledge the fact that we're going to be a team that turns it over a little bit more than I want to. But in return for that, we're getting aggressive play, and we're shooting a better percentage. And so, there's some trade-off there. But I thought our guys played well today.
What was the key? Fortson in the first half is, I think, 6 of 15, and you kind of run it around. The second half, he goes 1 for 12.
Yeah, I thought that in the second half, we did a better job of, A, hedging our ball screens, B, Jermaine did a better job of not reaching, and your tendency when a guy puts a ball down there in front of you is to reach at it, and you can't get Fortson's ball. And so Jermaine got himself out of position a number of times in the first half by reaching, and then when he stopped doing that in the second half, I thought that he was able to keep him in front better. Our support was better, one pass away, and our backline guys were in there affecting shots, which we need Festus and AJ to do. So I thought it was really a group effort, but Jermaine kind of accepted the challenge we gave him at halftime to do a better job of keeping Fortson in front.
The other thing that became apparent was inside you had a huge advantage. They really just couldn't deal with you today.
Well, we did a good job. Festus, I thought, was really a big key for us in the second half, or in the whole game, really. But I just thought he played well throughout the game and got them in foul trouble, got to the foul line a few times. I was really proud of his play. I thought our bench in general did a very good job. But AJ's a guy that draws fouls. Festus can draw fouls. We got some guys in there that if we throw them the ball, they're going to get fouled because they're so physical.
I know you go back and break down this whole thing. I know that play at the end of the first half had to bother you.
Yeah, it did, and some of that was my fault, though. I should have done a better job of absolutely figuring out what I wanted the strategy to be. And instead, we just tried to – we tried to corral him, and I played that wrong. I should have done better. I don't blame our kids for that. That was my fault.
We'll take a break. More right after this. Vanderbilt finishes the regular season on a three-game winning streak. They beat Arkansas 75-58. It's kind of glad just to kind of get that monkey off the back. Arkansas has been awfully tough against us.
It's been a little thorn on our side, Joe, now it was a much different group and had a much different feel when we played that other group than this one. But they've been a team that's been difficult for us, and it was good to win. It's good to win and continue the momentum as we go into the conference tournament, and to start 1-5 and then come back and get it back to 8-8, I really think is an accomplishment, and I know that all of us fans and coaches and probably players included sit around and saying, yeah, we let that one get away at Georgia, but I'm really proud of the fact that we came back and even after we dropped the Georgia game, there was, we actually increased our intensity. We increased our effort level. But the second half of the conference season, I think we've won 7 out of our last 10. So I'm proud of our guys for that, because with such a young group, that's a difficult accomplishment.
Big key has been you've had a lot of games close in situations. I go back to Baton Rouge. It's a one-point game, a two-point game. Somebody's got to make a play. And they do. That continued today. Arkansas made their run, and you made plays when you had to have them.
Well, we did, although they never really got it down in the danger zone. I don't know that they got it below 9. They may have, but I think they got it to 8, if I remember. But nevertheless, you're right. We have guys that, they're pressing, and we go through the press, and we get a layup at the end, or we get fouled, and we make our free throws. And, I think if you look at the stat sheet, you look down, and we shot 30 free throws, and they shot 14. We had 49 rebounds. They had 31. And so, right there, we're doing a great job getting to the foul line. We're being dominant on the boards. I really think that's two things that if we do, it gives us a much better chance to win, because getting to the foul line, you kind of get free points, and then obviously – To be physical and compete hard on the boards like we've done lately is a real good thing for us.
So now you go to Tampa, and it's actually that first game is going to be a matchup of two teams playing pretty well. Alabama, big win today over Tennessee. I think they've won 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5, and you guys on a roll too.
Well, Alabama is playing very well right now, and we had a very competitive game with them here, and I think both teams are probably playing a lot better than they were when they came in here. But hopefully we can go down and play a solid game. I think we will. I think If we're on top of our, you know, if we're on top of our game and on top of our mental and physical energy, then I think our guys will go down and play very well.
You got to be glad to finally win a regular season finale too, huh?
Yeah, I am. I haven't been very good at that, and the only constant in all that has been me, and so it's obviously my fault. And you know, you can try to think back, and you know, you want to start blaming it on, well, this team or that team or the other team, but all of them can't lose, and it never be their fault. It's got to be my fault. So I'm glad to have won one finally.
We'll see you in Tampa.
All right, thank you.
We'll have more after this.